All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on the bottom of page 31. So Rav Kashkiel writes that, remember again, yesterday we spoke about the idea that tefillah, ideally tefillah is a, I should say differently. When a person is lifnei Hashem, when a person is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in those moments, the Melech Zakinu Ksil, the Yitzhara, doesn't have the same power he does normally in life. That's the power of tefillah, that the Yetzer HaTov becomes dominant, and the Yetzer HaRa, the Melech Zakinu Ksil, really becomes a secondary force within the individual. But the idea that only works if tefillah is about the collective. If tefillah is just simply about me, if tefillah is only about me, then at the end of the day, again, all tefillah becomes is an exercise in the Yetzer HaRa. But if tefillah becomes about the cloud, the collective, I become a more selfless individual through the mechanism, through the vehicle of tefillah, then ultimately it becomes an opportunity to voice my melech tov, my yitzhar tov. So last paragraph, page 31. Hatfilah hi leklal. The tefillah is for the collective. I will say that I want to clarify a point on this in just a few moments. V'lachein hayitzer hara lo meivin es hatfilah. So because tefillah is for the collective, therefore, the Yetzer Hara doesn't understand tefillah. Hu lo meivin es hanusach shela. He doesn't understand the nusach. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara doesn't speak in plural. The Yetzer Hara only speaks in singular. The Yetzer Hara only has one word in its entire lexicon, and that's me. Me. It's all about me. It's all about I. Therefore, tefillah, which is phrased in the plural, the Yetzer Hara doesn't know what to do with it. He says, kibbutz galios. Bone Yerushalayim, the bracha where he asked Hakadosh Baruch Hu to return us from Galus to rebuild Yerushalayim. Zelo nosim shema'anyanim oso. These are not topics that interest the Yetzer Hara. V'lachin at tzarich lispalel rak, page 32, rak minusach hatfilo. Ki ha'yetzer misbalbel minusach hatfilo ha'misorati. Shev Kashtiel says, Yetzer Hara doesn't speak the nusach of the sinner. He doesn't speak the nusach of the tefillah, because all he speaks is the nusach of the individual, never the nusach of the collective. Therefore, says Rav Kashtiel, we see how important it is to go ahead and daven from the accepted nusach. This is not like a nusach discussion. You'll see where he's going to go into just a moment. Daven from the accepted nusach, because again, it's the nusach hatfilah that gives voice to the yetzer hatov, and does not give voice to the yetzer hara. Lachin. Ata lo mispalel ma sha'ato rotze. Paul said, this is a profound yisod. You know, one of the greatest kashas when it comes to tefillah is how is it that we're supposed to have a meaningful tefillah experience when at the end of the day, I'm using someone else's words. Right? Wouldn't tefillah be so much more powerful if instead I spent 20 minutes a day, even less than the amount of time it takes, 20 minutes a day, with my own words, that I have to speak to, would that not be a powerful experience? So Rav Kashtiel says, it might be, but there's a great danger. What's the danger? He says, the danger is, if you daven your own tefillah, the tefillah becomes about me. And the moment that tefillah becomes about me, means it's an exercise for the Yetzer Hara. Because that's how the Yetzer Hara davens. The Yetzer Hara davens, the Yetzer Hara says, what do I need? What's good for me? Your Baruch Shalom, help me. The whole idea that Chazal instituted tefillah as the way we have it is to make it about the cloud, to make it about the collective, which I will say serves two purposes. Now we understand tefillah in such a different way. It's purpose number one is that I daven for the cloud. It's important. Purpose number two is that it teaches me to be a selfless individual. And by becoming a selfless individual, I give voice to my Yetzer HaTov over my Yetzer HaRa. Adam, Shanishama Shalom Mispalalas. A person whose soul davens, asu lo tzarich es nusach hatfilah, o biglal shirotzim lo dosh shuhu mispala me'aneshama, v'lo mitoch yetzahara, tiknu nuschim letfilah shmona esre letfilah saderech. See, Rabbi say, here's something amazing, and this is such a dramatic statement. Person could be davening, but he could be davening through the yetzahara. Isn't it amazing? You know, you think a person's davening, what could go wrong when you're davening? Right? What kind of spiritual trouble can I get myself into? At least, again, even if I don't have the greatest amount of kavana, at least at the end of the day, I'm engaged in a safe process of tefillah. Says Rav Kashtiel, no. A person could be davening, a person could even be shuckling, a person could even have their eyes closed, but they're davening from the Yetzer Hara. not from the Yetzer HaTov. How so? That if my tefillah experience becomes all about me, without any regard to the collective, that's the Yetzer Hara davening. Again, yes, I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yes, I might have the greatest kavana, but it's for me, it's not for anyone else. He says, Kisha'anoshim lo mispalele me'asidr. When a person doesn't daven from the siddur, Hayetzer Hara yachol lihishtalit. Ve'az mispalele ma'ashem rotzim. Then the Yetzer Hara overtakes an individual, and a person davens whatever he wants. Ich botkim eze melech mispalo. So we'll say, literally, there could be a danger. I have to ask myself, which king is davening? Which king is the shliach tzibor of my neshama? Is it the melech tov, or is it the melech zokin uksil? Which king? He says, davarishon mispalo misoch hasidr. Therefore, he says, issue number one, is we always daven from the siddur. Why? So first of all, we understand why. Because Chazal instituted tefillah in a very specific way, using the plural form in many areas to show us, to condition us, to transcend our own personal interests, and to ultimately, again, be engaged for the klal. Davar sheni, lomdim harbei Torah. I'm supposed to say the second piece, to ensure that the voice when we daven is the voice of the Yetzer HaTov and not the voice of the Melech Zakin Uksil, is that we have to learn a lot of Torah. Ki HaTorah me'oreres ha'adam, losim leiv litzdadim shalana shamar. This is very important, Yisod. Learning awakens you to the different dimensions of your soul. You know, we often think about learning in a very utilitarian fashion. In other words, that I'm a Jew, Baruch Hashem, and I have a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of obligations. And how am I supposed to know what I need to do, how I need to do it? So I need to learn. Because without learning, I have no idea what my responsibilities are. That is true. It's absolutely true. But there's another piece, which is that learning awakens me spiritually. When I learn, I become a more spiritually aware individual. And when I become more spiritually aware, that's the first step to transcendence. That's the first step, ultimately, to understanding that life can't just be about me, but it has to be somehow about the collective. Omer Shlomo, Shlomo HaMelech wrote, Meisir ozno mishmoa Torah, gam tefilasa to'eva. One who goes ahead and removes his ear from listening to Torah, even his tefillah is an abomination. Tamid ha'tefillah b'tzibur, kedei shehaneshama tedaber, v'sheyihye regishos l'seviva. We'll say the whole point of tefillah b'tzibur, of davening with a minion, is, by the way, you also understand how davening with, why tefillah b'tzibur is so important, right? If you think about it, by the way, we always think tefillah b'tzibur is so important. Why? Why is it important to daven with a minion? Because again, the Gemara brings down that tefillah shel adam nishmas, that when you daven with a collective, when you daven with a tzibur, ultimately your tefillah is heard in so much more of an, my tefillah is always heard wherever I daven, whether I'm by myself or I'm with a collective. When you daven with the rabbim, you have schus rabbim, you have the benefit of the collective, your tefillah. But now you see something additional. What's the additional piece? Why is it important to daven with the tzibur? Because Rabbi said, when you daven with other people, by definition, you focus on others. Meaning, but I'm davening bi yechidos, when I'm davening by myself, my tefillah experience is about me. When I daven with the tzibur, then by definition, my tefillah experience is about the collective. That's the whole thing. See, he says over here, so Shlomo HaMelech says, person goes ahead and removes his ear from listening to Torah, his tefillah is also a toiva. So, tamina tefillah b'tzibur, kedei shaneshama tedaber, v'shiyihye regishos l'seviva. Both say the whole point of tefillah b'tzibur is that my soul should speak to me, and there should be an awareness of my surroundings. Kol tefillah maschila b'chol am Yisrael, umitoch haklal gam leprat. See, the both say the starting point for tefillah is the klal, is the collective, and then from the collective I come from the individual. It's an important point because a number of you asked me this after the share yesterday. Rav Kashtiel is not suggesting that you don't daven for yourself. Of course a person should daven for themselves. That goes without, but that can't be the first and dominant piece of tefillah. The first and dominant piece of tefillah is I daven for the collective. I daven for the Am. I daven for the nation. Then, of course, afterwards, I'm able to go ahead and daven for myself. That's what he says over here. Tefillah first begins with an eye to the klal, and then ultimately I come to the prat. Acharei she'adam ispalas ha'tefillah me'asidr, yachol avakish bakosha pratis, v'zenikre v'zenira acheres legamre. We'll say after a person davens from the siddur, he's using this as an expression. In other words, after I daven for the collective, then I absolutely have the ability to daven for myself. Kach gam inyan ha-karbonos. V'zen yira acheres legamre. And I will say, he says something very interesting, which is that when a person davens this way, a person davens in this fashion, this type of tefillah looks dramatically different. You see, here's what's interesting. Even though at the end of the day, I'm going to come to daven for myself, but davening for myself, after the process of davening for the collective, davening for myself, after I realize that the dominant piece of tefillah is for the Am, is for the collective, that personal prayer just looks dramatically different. Just looks dramatically different, as opposed to a person who begins tefillah, as Rav Kashtil would say, not davening from within the sitter, right, but davening outside of the sitter, which is his expression for meaning somebody who davens for himself and not for the collective. A person who begins for the collective and ultimately then goes into a tefillah for the individual, that tefillah yichidus is a tefillah for me, but not for me to the exclusion of everyone else. It's my personal prayer in the context of everyone else. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this section, Kach Gam, Inyan Karbonos. Let me just pick up with this tomorrow.